From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Ian Conrad is reporting for the Legislative Gazette. Freshman Republican Assembly member Chris Tague and Democrat challenger Betsy Kratt are vying for the 102nd Assembly District seat. The district includes Greene and Schoharie counties and portions of Albany, Columbia, Delaware, Otsego, and Ulster counties. After graduating from high school in 1987, Tague ran a dairy business until 1992. From 1992 until 2017, he worked at Cobleskill Stone Products, eventually becoming the company's general manager. Tague intends to lower taxes, boost agriculture, fight the heroin and opioid epidemic, secure grants for local infrastructure, and support those with mental disabilities. He won the seat in a special election called by the governor in April 2018, defeating Greene County Democrat Adrian O'Connor by approximately 160 votes. Aside from campaigning on the promise of boosting the physical infrastructure in the district, he also wants to make sure his constituency has access to broadband. Tague is also campaigning on the idea of expanding agriculture as a way to bolster the district's economy. Kratt has experience as a tenant in public housing and years of social work under her belt as well. She became a social worker, she said, to help people in need find assistance and to build sound policy to allow communities to thrive. Endorsed by the Working Families Party, Kratt is running on a progressive platform. She is looking to reform the state's cannabis policy, increase funding for education, make unionizing and collective bargaining easier, increase funding for public housing, and support conversion to green energy and support those with mental disabilities. Kratt plans to win votes by focusing on the health and housing issues. These are the issues that affect multiple communities in Catskills, she says. Kratt believes her firsthand knowledge and experience around the issues gives her an advantage. She is pushing to reform health care by supporting the New York Health Act and increase funding for mental health care and student loan forgiveness for rural medical workers. According to the most recent State Board of Elections numbers, the 102nd Assembly District has roughly 29,000 active Republican voters, 25,000 active Democrats, and 21,000 unaffiliated or independent voters. Read the full story in the Legislative Gazette. Rick Collin is reporting for the Times Union. The Right Reverend William Love, Bishop of the Episcopal Diocese of Albany, will step down February 1st after a disciplinary panel this month found that he had violated church rules when he told his clergy not to perform same-sex marriages. The resignation was agreed to by a church disciplinary board during a virtual meeting on October 21st, according to a statement by the church. The Albany Diocese includes Greene, Columbia, and Delaware counties. Five-member panel concluded that Love violated church doctrine, discipline, and worship rules 2 years ago when he told his clergy not to perform the marriages, even though the church has allowed them since 2015. Love has agreed to work with the presiding bishop's office to encourage a healthy transition for the diocese, according to a statement by the church. In reaching the panel's decision, Presiding Bishop Michael Curry said he regretted the pain the matter has caused and said he would continue his support for access to marriage rights in the church. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. John Campbell is reporting for the Democrat and Chronicle. New York could legalize adult-use marijuana as a way to generate revenue and help with the state's multi-billion-dollar budget deficit, according to Governor Andrew M. Cuomo. Cuomo made the comment during a virtual event held October 15 to promote his new book. The governor was asked by Bravo television host and producer Andy Cohen, "When is New York going to legalize marijuana?" Cuomo replied, and I quote, "Soon, because now we need the money," end quote. The governor went on to say that he has tried to get legislation done in the last few years. And I quote, "There are a lot of reasons to get it done, but one of the benefits is it also brings in revenue, and all states, but especially this state, we need revenue, and we're going to be searching the cupboards for revenue. And I think that is going to put marijuana over the top," end quote. Cuomo entered office in 2011 as an opponent of legalization, both for medical and recreational purposes. He has since reversed his position. Since 2018, Cuomo and the Democrat-led Senate and Assembly have struggled to reach consensus on a statewide system for regulating marijuana, mainly due to a disagreement over how the revenue should be spent. The governor's budget office has projected a $60 billion budget shortfall through the 2024 fiscal year, and legalizing marijuana could provide $300 million a year when the program is fully in effect. A spokesperson for State Senator Liz Krueger, a Manhattan Democrat who sponsors the Marijuana Regulation and Taxation Act, said the senator would be, and I quote, delighted, end quote, to work with Cuomo to pass the bill. And you can read the full story in the Democrat and Chronicle. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.